Hi there, thanks so much for joining me today. If you find yourself looking for more peace and harmony in your life, less struggle, less friction, less frustration, this is an episode you're going to want to hear. I've learned a secret and it's making a huge impact in my life, and I'm going to share it with you right now.
Welcome to Becoming Lauren. I'm your host, Cheryl Ann. Hang out with me weekly as I share my journey to becoming Lauren, who, by the way, is my superpower, the goddess in me. She has and holds boundaries, she stands in her own power, and she speaks her truth. She is a badass. I'm sharing what's working, what I've learned along the way, and my guests will share how they made the leap as well, all with the goal of inspiring you to find and embrace your inner goddess too. Let's do this thing.
Okay, I'm going to get all controversial right off the hop here. I'm going to say some words, and I just want you to listen to the words and see where your mind goes. Abortion, gay marriage, entrepreneurship, vaccinations, religion, euthanization. Okay, I'm going to stop there. I'm sure as I went through that list, you had reactions inside in your head where, you know, you hear those, where that voice comes from in your head that was, you know, instantly with each word forming opinions. Some of them you may not have had an opinion on, but most people have opinions on all of those things. It's good, it's bad, it's right, it's wrong. So what I want to talk about is how you can take such a diverse world with such diverse cultures and ideas, even within your own personal, close personal relationships with your children, with your parents, with your coworkers, with your spouse. We are all basically, we have our own perceptions, we have our own preferences, we have our own beliefs, and every day we all, I mean, I know I act and live out my life based on the beliefs and the preferences that I have. And so does everyone else around me and everyone else everywhere in the world for that matter. And not many people would all be exactly the same. You may find your tribe, as you want to call it, you know, the people you choose to hang out with because you have similar beliefs and similar preferences, similar values. But you're not going to be like clones of each other. You're always going to have slight differences. And sometimes that's a really cool thing because I find that if I'm open, then when somebody shares something with me, I might be like, wow, okay, that's a great idea. In the past, I did notice that, it was me who noticed. One day, just out of the blue, I realized how opinionated I was. I was extremely opinionated because I just thought my opinions were really good. I just thought my opinions were really good ones. But if I didn't realize, of course, I was young. I didn't realize at that time that everybody else thinks their opinions are really good ones too. So, because generally in life, it's all about us, right? So what I want to talk about is how we spend our days over and over and over again thinking things like, why is he doing that? You know, or why is she saying stuff like that? Or why does the government do blah, blah, blah? Or why is the school system doing blah, blah, blah? Or why is it against the law? Why is that, whatever, against the law? Or why isn't that against the law? There are so many things that we look at and judge based on our own beliefs and preferences and perceptions. We judge and we condemn. So I'm just going to give you a quick example. So a simple example would be, I separate my colors from my whites when I do my laundry. My husband doesn't care to do that. He, you know, would throw it all in together and whatever is whatever. I've spent years trying to, I don't know, change his mind, convert him, tell him why my way is better. And he doesn't have a problem with his way, so he's not open to looking at an alternative. If he had a problem, he might come to me and say, hey, you know what? Why are all my underwears red? But he doesn't have that problem. So he doesn't care for my opinion. And so what does my trying to convert him to my way of doing something, what does that do? Well, number one, it frustrates me. How can he not see that my way is the right way? And it frustrates him because he's like, why can't she see that my way is the right way? And I don't have a problem, so she should just shut up and go away. So I heard something recently in a book that I'm listening to, and basically what it boiled down to was mind your own business. And some people would take offense to that. Some people think everything is their business, and everything in the world is their business, and they have a right to their opinion on everything in the world. And from what I can see, a lot of us get caught up in that, constantly thinking about things outside of us and judging them and comparing them and, I don't know, condemning them. That's what people do, rather than going inside and working on ourselves. We just try to, you know, get all up in everybody else's business. And in the book I was listening to, there was a really good example. So the book is called Loving What Is by Byron Katie. And she was talking about an example where she has been trying to get her children to pick up their socks for X number of years. And without fail, they're always on the floor. You know, she harps on the kids, she nags at the kids, you know, but she still always picks up the socks, because at the end of the day, it's her preference that there be no socks on the floor. And it's her opinion that socks should never be on the floor. Yet obviously the children's perspectives are they're okay on the floor. The socks being on the floor don't bother them at all. So why would they change that? So really what Byron Katie was saying is that she picks the socks up off the floor because at the end of the day, it makes her happy to see no socks on the floor. So if you think of, you know, that's their business. And when I get back to the mind your own business, that's their business. What they like, what they prefer, what makes them happy. And yes, you know what? You would love for your children to think just like you, that socks don't belong on the floor. And therefore, it annoys them when they're on the floor and they pick them up. But the fact of the matter is, and reality is, that they don't care if the socks are on the floor. So if you care that the socks are on the floor, then picking them up is for you. You're not picking them up for them because they don't care that they're on the floor. So I hope that kind of lands in your system somewhere. Because really, basically in my life, I get to choose for myself. I have an affirmation that I use. So it is, I do what I love and what I'm inspired to do, and I allow others to do the same without judgment or condemnation. And what I mean by that is that I stop more now. And so even in the kitchen, my husband and I cook very differently. He likes to do things a certain way, and I like to do them a certain way. And he gets really upset when I try to say, oh, you know what? I've learned that this way is better. And in my mind, I'm just trying to help. In his mind, he's like, I don't need any help. I know how to do it. If I need your help, I'll ask for it. So bugger off. He does the same to me though. And when I'm cooking in the kitchen, and he'll come in and he'll try to, he'll walk around behind me doing things. I'm like, leave it alone. I know what I'm doing. It's fine. And he's like, well, you just didn't this, or you forgot to do that. And I said, no, I didn't forget. I don't do it that way. And so by him getting up in my business and me getting all up in his business, all we're doing is frustrating each other. He is more than happy to be in the kitchen and do putter around and make a meal. And he's really happy when he's done it his way. And I'm the same. So do unto others as you would have done unto you is something I remember my mother saying to me over and over again. And it's right. Do I like it when he comes in and tells me how to do something? No, I don't like it. I get pissed off when somebody tries to force their ways on me and force their opinions on me. I don't like it. So why am I doing it to other people? And generally what happens is an argument ensues where we're both trying to prove we're right. And really, what's right for him is right for him. And what's right for me is right for me. So if I stay out of his business, he's happy and I'm happy. There's a lot less frustration, anger, arguments, that it's just not there. So that is the way that I've been finding more peace. So let's also just like take a look at this right now with COVID. There's this big vaccine debate, you know, should you get it? Should you not get it? So one side is like, I don't believe that vaccines are good for your body and you shouldn't take them or allow, you know, somebody to force you to take them. And then on the other side, it's like, it doesn't matter what you think. You should do what's in the best interest of everybody. Or I totally believe in vaccines and look at the past and what they've done. And I'm not going to get into that debate here, but what I want to show is there's two sides. And both sides feel that they are absolutely right from their perspective. They are absolutely right. And in a lot of cases, they instantly look at the other as being wrong. And what I guess my whole point is what does that do for you? Getting all up in their business and judging them and condemning them and calling them wrong. How does that make you feel? How does that add to your life? How does that bring peace into your life? It doesn't at all. So if I just think about just myself and if I just do what I feel is right for me, and I believe in being allowed to do what is right for me, what I feel my convictions are, what I feel I'm right to do, why wouldn't I look at them without judgment and condemnation for them doing what they feel is right for them? So if I stay out of their business, then I'm much happier, much more content. I was watching a video on YouTube, and it was Abraham Hicks. So Esther and Jerry Hicks, The Law of Attraction. And when the Hicks couple first started working with Abraham, Jerry was constantly asking all the questions about why are children allowed to suffer? Why does God allow this, or the universe or source or whatever you call it? Why is this allowed? And why are people doing this? And why are people doing that? And blah, 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 on and on. And the answer to every single one of those questions that was provided by Abraham, the answer was, that's not your work. In other words, I think that was really a polite way to say, mind your own business and, you know, work on yourself. Ask the questions of yourself if you don't like it, but leave everybody else alone. You really only need to work on yourself and your peace and joy and happiness and well-being. And leave others to their own. Even if they're miserable, that's their choice. That's their decision and that's their work. You don't need to fix them. You don't need to change them. You don't need to offer them opinions on how to fix or change themselves. The work is theirs, just like your work is your work. And I'll tell you, honestly, it has made a big difference. You know, my husband and I will be in the house and he'll be doing something and my instant thought as I notice it is, oh boy, that's not the right way to do it. I just stay out of it now. You know, unless I can see a disaster coming, then I might step in. But really, most things are not a disaster. You may get a learning from them. You know, maybe he's going to learn from doing what he's doing that I'm looking at going, ooh, yeah, I did that once and it didn't turn out well. Well, maybe he's going to do it better and it'll turn out fine. But if it doesn't, that's a learning for him. That's not on me. So, yeah, I just, you know what, kind of just riffed a little bit today. I didn't really stick to any one theme here. Just tried to kind of share generally what I've noticed is bringing so much more peace into my life. I can just notice and let it go. Notice and let it go. If it's not mine, if it's not something that I want to change in myself, if it's not something I agree with or would do, that's of no consequence. It really doesn't matter. It's not mine. So, parting words today, I guess just, you know what? Mind your own business. Mind your own business and see what kind of peace that can bring into your life. I'd love to hear your thoughts and or experiences if you try this, how it works out for you. So feel free to reach out to me and share anything, your thoughts, experiences. Don't share your opinions. Mind your own business. Anyway, you guys have a great day and thank you again, as always, for joining me. Take care.
Thank you so much for spending this time with me today. If you enjoyed this episode, please go drop some love on it and leave me a review. It really helps others find my podcast as well. And please know that I really appreciate every single one. Make sure you subscribe as well so you don't miss it when the next episode goes live. And hey, if you know someone that would benefit from and enjoy this or other episodes, please share Becoming Lauren with them too. If you're looking for more connection, join my private Facebook group, Calling All Goddesses, or look me up on Instagram at becoming.thegoddess.lauren. Don't worry, all of the links are in the show notes. One last thing, have yourself a fabulous day and go out there and be your unique and wonderful self, because hey, no one else has that superpower.